Well, good morning. I've been sitting here this morning on Tuesday, January the 26th. It's cloudy. It feels muggy. It's not raining, but it feels cloudy and muggy. And yesterday was a beautiful day. But sometimes we have these kind of days when we just feel like, ugh. Well, we can always find something to do, even on the cloudy days, right? But what are some things that you can sort of cut out of your busy schedule to bring balance into your life? And take advantage of these days when it's cloudy and not much to do to kind of refresh your spirits. Now, we all have busy lives and responsibilities to fulfill, and I know that. But wisdom says we should be faithful stewards of the time that God has given to us. The truth is that you can't always do everything that you want to do or do everything that everybody else wants you to do. That sometimes causes a lot of stress and pressures when you're trying to do things everybody else wants you to do. Take time for yourself and put God first in your life. When you put God first in your life and you know making and spending time with Him is your priority, everything else seems to fall into place, doesn't it? Because the more time you spend with God, the more closely you will be led by the Holy Spirit in every decision that you make. Frustration, stress, burnout, emotional exhaustion, these are all symptoms of a life that's out of balance. The first and best thing that you can do is to live a healthy, balanced life, is to make God your number one priority. And also in your physical sense, a good balanced diet, exercise, all these things help. And when you come into the gift of the Spirit and you recognize that God is number one and He will give you rest. So make God your priority sometime in the day. Don't have to be in the morning, don't have to be in the evening, but sometime. Spend some time with God. If you remember what Jesus told us in Matthew 6:33, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Well, it's something to think about, isn't it? And putting God first in your life. We've had challenges with the COVID. We've had challenges in the financial world, the political world. There's just challenges all over the place. But the word all is important. And when you put God first, all the parts of your life will be coming into balance. You'll be a better spouse. You'll be more productive as an employee if you're working. You'll be healthier. You'll be a good parent. You'll be a good grandparent. You'll have a clear vision for your future. So as we begin this new year, and January is still the new year, we got 11 more months to go after January, make the choice to start each day with God. Don't allow the pressures or the stress of life to push you into a relationship with Him only on one side. You know, it takes two to tango, if it says. And that's what you got to do. You got to reach out and say, Holy Spirit, I want to keep You first in my life. I know You're there to help me. It'll make an amazing difference in your life if you realize that the Holy Spirit is right beside you. That's God, ready for you to talk to Him and to be a part of your life, to love you and support you. Now, we all wear a lot of hats during the day, and I realize that, but I believe that God is going to give you help, and the rhythm of your life is full of peace and joy. So take time today to think about that. Putting God first in your life is probably one of the most important things that you can do, because you know what? He is our Creator. He created us. He knows everything about us. It's just like if you need a car repair done, you go to a specialist to get the car repair done. You got things messed up in your life, go to the Creator, the one who made you. He understands everything about you. That's what making a personal relationship with Jesus Christ so special, because He knows. He's been there. He has experienced everything that we experience, up to and including death. And then He broke that bondage over sin and death and given us a hope of eternal life. What a joy. Well, we're grateful and we lift up in prayer Kyle and Rebecca Alford, the missionaries who were with us last week. I know you'll probably find some things on the website where maybe Phil's putting up some pictures and different things. But we also had some prayer requests. We've been asking people to let us know if you have any prayer requests. And Linda Sassine has given us a couple. Jamie Jackson, George Colby, unspoken members of the Sassine family. And a friend of mine, George, Jeff, G-E-O-F, Jeff. He spells his name, Jeff, a little differently, Monge, from the Waukena Church. He's facing some heart procedures that are going on to fix something in his heart area. He's got a good attitude about it, and he's right there. But we want to lift him up in prayer. And, of course, we continue to pray for all of those that are on our prayer line and the bulletin and the ones that are lifted up in church. It's just so important to pray. We are commanded to pray for our leaders in this country. We have some challenges, both good and bad, with both good and bad leaders. But if they are in authority over us, we need to pray for them. The Bible commands us to do that. And also the Lord's Prayer is a prayer that was taught by Jesus to the disciples. Because when he was in the early days of his ministry, you know, and they were gathering and all around, and they would stop, and he would go off by himself, he being Jesus, go off by himself. And I often wonder, why do you go off by yourself? He said, well, you know, we're busy all day long, and I need to get a little bit of rest, but more importantly, I need to talk to the Father. Talk to the Father? Yeah. God? Yeah. That's the Father. How can you talk to the Father? Would you teach us how to talk to the Father? Jesus said, you betcha. Now, I wasn't there, and I don't know if that's an exact quote, you betcha. But knowing God in my heart of hearts, I know he'd be willing to teach any time about prayer. So he said, use this as a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. When we pray that prayer together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, pray you're having a good day, and just remember, always, put God first in your life. You will truly be blessed.